ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey. We're going to go back a little bit to Daf Lamed Dalel Amud Beis, a couple of sugyas that we didn't cover in the last shiur. The Gemara talks about the Mishnah Gvinis Beis Suniyaki. Gvinis Beis Suniyaki, Reb Meir says it's Asa Bahanah. Nacham say it's not Asa Bahanah. And the Gemara wants to know, what's the machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim? Omer Shim Malakish Nemal Megvinis and Yakim Nesheroiv Agolim Shal Oisir Nishkata Vaiskavim. Why did they answer the Gvina of Uniyaki? Because most of the calves of that city were shechted for Avodah Zarah. And you make the cheese using the milk that's in the stomach of the calf. It's called the keva. The milk that's in the stomach is called the keva. Use that as a curdling agent to make the cheese. So since the cheese is made using the stomach that's in the milk of a calf, which was shechta v'Avodah Zarah, that is tekuvas v'Avodah Zarah, that's an iser anah, and it makes the cheese asa b'hanah. And the Gemara asks, "Ma'ayri reiva golem afilu mi etnami d'ramei chayish l'myuta." Ramei says chayish l'myuta. So why only if most of the calves were shechta v'Avodah Zarah, even if a mean of the calves was shechta v'Avodah Zarah, it should also ask it because of Chashim and Lemiyuta. And the Ramban and the Ritva point out who then could have asked if Raith of the calves are Shechta for Avodah Zarah. So why did the Ramban hold that it's Mutter? But the Ramban points out it's not so pashit that the fact that you're using the keva, the milk in the stomach, as a curdling agent, even though the keva is Asr Ba'anah, you see by Murius, it doesn't necessarily Asr Ba'anah because it's less of Lissur Ba'anah. So Gemara says, but since it's ukme kamaykim, chashalei kaman the isla sur beinei, the Gemara says is enough lamed hay, that the fact that it makes it, it is the one that is creating the cheese, so that's considered isla sur beinei, but that's not such a parsha to svar. So the Gemara didn't ask on their Rabbanan, because maybe they mounted it because they hold it's less the sur beinei. But anyway, the Gemara asks this question, why do you need a roi if a kointer may have meat is good enough? And the Gemara answers that really, you don't always use the agolim as the curdling agent. You use other behemoths, not always necessarily agolim. So first of all, agolim is only a miut, and if only a miut of the agolim was shechta v'Avodah Zarah, that would be a miuta de miuta, and a miuta de miuta doesn't ask the kodir meir. Meir is only chayish le miuta, and not for miuta de miuta. The Ritva is mazbir, and it's also in the Maran Chai at the end of Chulin, that the difference between a miyuta and a miyuta de miyuta is not on how small the miyut is. Rameyas chayish le miyuta, he's not mechalik between if it's 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 ukadayma. That's not the chilik. He doesn't say what type of miyut he's chayish for not. Now the yisayda davar is if it's like 2 svekas, it's kind of like a svek sveka, and each suffik is a miyut. First of all, it's a miyut they use a golem altogether. So that's 1 suffik. Maybe they didn't use a golem altogether, and that's a miut. And second of all, even if they use a golem, only a miut of them, a shecht of Avodah Zarah, that's a miut of the miuta. But if it's just a percentage, even a smaller percentage, as long as it's only 1 suffik, that's not called a miut of the miuta. Now, Taisus asks Akasha, why don't you say it's a miut of the miuta because you have a chazaka to be matter? Let's say all you had was 1 suffik here. It was definitely used from a golem, and the agolim was a miut. So the Gemara says, you'd say chashina lemiuta. If it's only 1 suffik, let's say they definitely would use agolim, and agolim was a miut, so you say chashina lemiuta. Or, like in the case, we have roiv agolim, ashechtef avodah zarah, but even though it's only a miut that uses agolim, we say chashina lemiuta according to Ramei. And that's the machlekes Ramei Nacham. In fact, Taisus, why? We know when there's a roiv and a chazaka to be matir, that's also called a miuta de miuta. Taisus brings that from the Gemara in Yevamis. When you have both a roiv and a chazaka to be matir, that's also called the miuta de miuta. So why don't you say here also that roiv are not used up with the eagle, roiv are used with other behemoths, and also there's a chazaka, because the agolim have a cheskaseta, because before you shechted them, they weren't for Avodah Zarah. And it's a suffix if they were shechted for Avodah Zarah. So why don't you say that that's a chazaka? So you have both a roiv, that roiv, they don't use a golem. And the second is you have a chazaka, that even if they use a golem, but there's a chazaka, even though roiv, a golem, a shechted for Avodah Zarah, but there's a cheskes heter on each egel that it wasn't made for avodah zarah. So raven a chazaka should make it a muta de muta. So Taisa says it's isra de chazaka. It's isra de chazaka. He doesn't explain so well. He says it's isra chazaka. The hanach kevus ha'inus lefenenu l'achas shkita b'safek avodis kechavim kaimi. It's isra chazaka because the kevus that he l'achas shkita b'safek avodis zarah kaimi. It's isra de chazaka. He doesn't explain it so well. Where's the reis in the chazaka? The Chassam Sefer Shtel Su, the Ramban and the Rashba in Chul and Dav Gimel, and the Ramban and the Rashba in Chul and Dav Gimel ask a shayla, why is Reiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita make a heter if you have the Cheskes Issa Kenega the Reiv? You have Reiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchemeim. Let's say you have something shechted. You don't know if the one who shechted it knew Hilcha Shechita. So you have a Reiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchemeim, but why do you have the Cheskes Issa of the Behema? So it's not 100% clear what the Ramban and the Rashi mean either, but the Chassam Sefer understands what they mean is that when the Reiv is going and trying to be misalik the Chazaka can't stand up against the Reiv. So here, you have the Cheskes Heter, but Reiv HaGolem, the Shechotim HaVedezara, trying to misalik the Cheskes Heter, so the Cheskes Heter can't stand up against the Reiv. It's not so clear what he means, but he brings the Mardchai at the end of Chulin that says a different svara. That says you can't say a chazaka because the Mardchai's lashon is that on the gvina that you dan, that doesn't have a chazaka because mitchila was a suffix. And the Chassam Sefer says he doesn't understand the teretz so well. The Rabbi Kiveg and the Gili Neshas also shtel to this Mardchai. Now I think the Mardchai means, and could be this is the pshat and the Ramban and the Rashba also, chazaka is, if you have a shayla, what happened? You have a shayla, what happened? You say that the chazaka tells you that it didn't change. So you have a chazaka, did this behema become takruvis of a desar or not? If you have a suffix on that, so the chazaka will tell you it did not. But when you have a shayla on the gvina, you don't clear the shayla, you don't say that I have a keva which made this gvina into gvina, and I have a shayla, what happened to that keva? That's not the way you clear the suffix. The suffix instead is, which keva made this gvina? Because we know there's certainly some kevas in the city that was the kruvis of avodah zarah, and there's some kevas that weren't. And the question is, which one of them made this cheese? There's no chazaka on that. You're not dunning on a specific keva and want to know, did it become the kruvis of avodah zarah? No, that was Taisa's kasha. Taisa's kasha was, I know there was a certain keva that made this into cheese. Did that keva become the kruvis of avodah zarah? I have a rav that said yes. I have a chazaka that says no. But the teretz is, no, it's not the pshat that I'm dunning on the keva that made the cheese. The question is, was it nishtana or not? The question is, which keva made the cheese? There were some kevas that were nishtana, that did become the kruvis of avodah zarah. Some kevas that weren't, the shayla is which one made this into cheese? I think al derech zeh, the rishonim in chulin mean, legabi reiv mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumchemeim, keneged the cheskes iser, the shayla is, who is the one who did the shechita? If the reiv paskins that a mumche did the shechita, is the male who went out of the cheskes iser by itself. I think that's what Taisus means also. Taisus lashon is, the hanach kevas ha'aimnis lefenenu l'achas shechita b'safek avedis kechavim kaimi, which is not so clear the lashon, but I think what he means is, I'm not claiming, was the keva nishtana or not? I know that some kevas weren't, some kevas weren't. The shayla is, which one did you use? So then chazak is not going to tell you it wasn't nishtana, because some were nishtana. And the shayla is, which one you used? On that, you don't say chazak, or al kapanim in the lashon of this taisis, it's called isra chazaka. Now the Gemara goes on. The Gemara brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes a conversation, Rabbi Yehuda said over that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua when they were Mahalchim Bederech, he asked him a question, why did they ask the Gvinas Oiv Dikachavim? Why did they say that the cheese of Goyim are Asur Ba'achila? And he first answered them, Neshu Amidim Aisu B'Keva Shel Nevela, because they use the Keva, meaning the milk that's in the stomach of Nevela, they use that. In other words, they have a calf which drank milk, and that calf became a Nevela. It's a Goyish calf, it became a Nevela. So the milk that's in the stomach of the calf has an issa nevela on it, and they use that to be maimed the gvina. That's what makes the gvina aser. So Amr Lai asked them, "V'lo kevas oil chamurim kevas nevela." a cave of an oila should be more chamer than cave in the veil. If you're going to say that the cave, meaning the milk that's in the stomach of the calf, becomes asur if it's nevela, so let's say it's an oila, should it surely become asur? Oila is asur ba'no, oila is kachim. But it says that a kain that doesn't mind the mias, he's okay with it, he could drink the milk that's in the stomach of the calf that's an oila. But they were like, hey, the lion, they said, but al kapanim, it doesn't, it's only nisadur abanan. So mainly you see that the milk that's in the keva is not considered a part of the behema. Legabi oila. So who then legabi nevela? So Amalei told them, they should meet the mice of the kevas egle avedis kechavim. That they use the keva of calves that were shechted for avodah zarah. So they asked him, if that's true, so lamalei is true about no? So why don't they ask about no? Like Reb Meir's Gvinis based in the Yaki, why don't they ask about no? So Sila Davracher, he changed the topic. And we'll get to the Gemara. The Gemara gives different reasons why they asked Gvinis of Eskom Machila. But the Gemara sees in the Mishnah a big aside. This is what the Gemara says. That Omer of the Chavoya Merav, a Makadish of Farish or an Iskom Mukadeshis, the parish Eglev Eskom ain't a Mekadesh. Someone's Mekadesh and Isha with the food in the stomach of a Shor and Iskol, she's Mekadesh. But with the food in the stomach of calves of Avodah Zarah, she's not Mekadesh. In other words, a Shor and Iskol is Asur Bahana, but the food that's inside the stomach is not Asur Bahana. It doesn't become a chalik of the Shor and Iskol, and it's not Asur Bahana. That's why you could use it if it's worth a Shavu Pruta for Kedushin. But if you're using the parish of an Eglev Avodah Zarah, the food inside the egel of Avodah Zarah, that does become asur banah. That's why you cannot use it for Gedushin. And the Gemara says that you see it from my Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Tevayu Tanini, because our Mishnah says, when it's Mamidim Bekevis Nevela, the Mishnah asks the Kasha, Kevis Nevela is Lach Mutter. And the Mishnah says, Kevis Oila is Mutter. So you see clearly that if a behemoth is asur banah, it's an Oila, but still the Keva, meaning the not digested milk, which is in the stomach, is mutter b'ana. That's even mutter b'achila. So you see clearly that an ayla is the perish, the undigested food inside an ayla is mutter. And since it says, "Neshimina isu b'kevitz egle avedis kechavim," and in that the Gemara asks, "Why is it asur b'ana?" So you see clearly that the undigested food in an egle avedis kechavim is asur b'ana. But what's the chilek? Why do you say by avedis kechavim when the behemoth becomes asur, the perish also becomes asur, and by shor and iskol the behemoth is asur, the perish not? So the Gemara says, "Ibayisay misvar, ibayisay makra." You could say a chilek in svar, you could say a chilek in the pasuk. Ibayisay misvar, gabe eglev eschavim nichle benafche, gabe shor and iskol nichle benafche. By eglev eschavim you want it to be fatter, so that's why the perish is asur. And be'egle sharaniskal, you don't want it to be fatter, and that's why the parish is mutter. You can't use anything, nothing. That is even the parish. There it says the basar is asur, the parish is not basar. So the Dvar Avram, in Chaluk Bey, similar Megimel Eis Gimel, he says, I have a chakir pshat in the sugya. What does the Gemara mean that the parish is asur because it's nichalei benafche? Let's take the first teretz. What's the pshat in the Gemara that parish is asur because it's nichalei benafche? Is it the pshat that since it's nichalei benafche, memela blibes ki'ilu it's part of the behema, it's bottled to the behema, since you want it to be a part of the behema, you want the behema to look fatter, and the parish makes it look fatter, so memela is a chelik of the behema? Or is it pshad that since it's nichalei benafche, so mele it is takruvis itself? The parish itself is a takruvis by itself. You have two takruvis. You're giving the behemoth to Avodah Zarah, and you're also giving the parish to Avodah Zarah. That's a chelik of the takruvis. The parish does it because it itself is a takruvis. So yes, if you're going to say the second way, that nichalei benafche is a pshad, the reason why parish of Eglei Avodah Zarah is also because the parish alone is a takruvis. So why did the Gemara have to say that by Shor and Niskol it's loy nichalei benafchei? Why do we have to say it's loy nichalei benafchei? Even if it be nichalei benafchei, nichalei doesn't make it a chelik of the behema. By Shor and Niskol, the behema becomes a Shor and Niskol. The parish is not part of the behema. The parish is food that the behema happened to eat. It happens to be in the stomach of the behema. What's it nafke mean if it's nichalei benafchei or not? If you're going to say the pshat by Eglei Avodah Zarah, the reason why the parish is asur because nichalei benafche means the parish alein is a takruvis, So why do you have to explain that by Sharon Iskali, Loi Nichalei Ben Afrei? So Zag the Dvar Avram, you have to matrik a little bit in the Lashon HaGemara. It doesn't mean Loi Nichalei Ben Afrei. It means it's not negating the Sar of Nichalei Ben Afrei. By Sharon Iskali, you have a nice Svar, by Egle Vedazar, I mean you have a nice Svar to Aser, that the parish itself is the Kruv, is also Nichalei Ben Afrei. By Sharon Iskali, you don't have that svar of Nichalei Ben Afkei. It doesn't mean Loi Nichalei Ben Afkei. It means you don't have the svar of Nichalei Ben Afkei to make it also on its own. On its own. So he wants a time in some Achleikis Rishayinim. Because in Tzmur Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the Rabbeinu Gershom says that the reason why by Shar Niskal and Nichalei Ben Afkei, the reason why you don't care if it looks fat is because it's Eimid Lamas. By the Avodah Zarah, you want to bring it as a present to the Avodah Zarah. What do you care if it's fat? It's anyway dying. It's anyway killing the shark. So Chai see from the Rabbeinu Gershom that he was learning that Nichalei Ben Afkei makes it a chelik of the behema. And that's why you have to explain why by Shar Niskel it doesn't become a chelik of the shark because of Nichalei Ben Afkei. It tells us because you aren't Nichalei Ben Afkei because it's chelik lomas. If you're going to say that the pshat and Nichalei Ben Afkei is not that it's a chelik of behema, it's that kruv is on its own, so you don't have to explain why Shar Niskel, Yila Nichal Nafke was his Heilach Lomas. Stam is not negating the Svara of Nichalei Ben Afkei. So since their Rebbeinu Gershom is Machirich to explain why you're not Nichalei Ben Afkei but Shar Niskel, Vice says he owes that Nichalei Ben Afkei makes it a Heilach of the Behemah, makes it bottle to the Behemah. But he says the Ritva is not Mashim that way. The Ritva says a Lashin. This is the words of the Ritva. Nichalei Ben Afkei Pirish, Vidaitu Lahatfis Asa Velasis Takruvis Afmi Pirisha. His das is to make the pirish into a takruvis. Vice is clearly from the Ritva that he learns up the svara of Nichalei Ben Afkei is that the parish alone is the takruvis. And the after Yimatcha can say that by Shara Niskal, Loi Nichal Nafkei means there is no svara of Nichalei Ben Afkei. But Nichalei Ben Afkei doesn't make it a chelik the behem, it makes it alone a takruvis. Now the Dvar of Rome is bothered. How could the parish be a takruvis? The halacha is that a takruvis, in order to become aser, you need one of two tanaim. Either it has to be something which is brewed in the base of Mikdash, like an animal, and like wine, and like oil, and like flour. Those four things are brewed in the base of Mikdash. Those four things, if you give it as a tekruvis to Avodah Zarah, it becomes Avodah Zarah. Or if it's not, then you have to do an Avodah with that thing, ke'en an Avodah of the base of Mikdash, like a shechita or a zrika. Like you cut something, and that's like a shechita, or you throw it, the zrika mishteberis has to be a zrika which you, it goes into many pieces. That's the Gemara. The parish is clearly not something you bring in the Beis HaMikdash, and you never did an aveda with the parish. You didn't do aveda of shechita or zrika. So had the parish become takruvis on its own? So he says, you have to be matchik that. The Ritva doesn't mean that. The Ritva doesn't mean the parish becomes a takruvis. The Ritva has to mean the parish is a chelik of the behema. But I think you could say pshat and ritva is that the ritva is you need both. The pshat is you have to say it's a chelik of the behemah, like the Dvar Avram is saying, because otherwise you can't make a takruvis of the parish alone. That wouldn't become asur ba'anah, because there's no, it's not something brought on the mizbech and there's no shechita or zrika. But li'idachisa, the ritva makes a point that you have to say there's a takruvis of the parish, because even if it is a chelik of the behemah, but if you don't want to be makruv that chelik of the behemah, then it won't become asur, like we'll see soon in the Rambam. So Mele Faker, the Ritva is saying there's two svaras. First of all, Nichalei Ben Afkei makes it a chelik of the behema. And second of all, Nichalei Ben Afkei makes it that you being makriv that chelik of the behema. That's what I would say pshat in the Ritva. The Dvar Avram also clears in the second Teretz of the Gemara. What's the pshat in the second Teretz of the Gemara? You have the Bayisei Makra, because it says, Le'yeh B'Biyachem U'ma, and there it says, Layachalas Bisari, Bisari Asa Pirshe Mutter. Does the Ibayisei Makra need the Svara? When you're saying Ibayisei Makra, and the issue of the parish is because the Ibayachim Uma, do you need the Svara of Nichalei Ben Afkei or not? Azayi Kuller in the Gemara, he says, that maybe, that the Gemara is saying that Ibayachim Uma Menacherim means that when a behem is Asa, even if you're not Nichalei Ben Afkei, even if there's no kavana to be makriv the parish. Abadas alein, when you're makriv a behema, and the behema becomes a kruvis of Avodah Zarah, La'yiv HaBiyachim Umet tells you that the parish is aser Stam, without being makriv of the parish. That's gufa the ma'uma menachayim has a psashayach as his nitful to the behema becomes aser. That's why Yikachay learned the Gemara. Ibai say makram means a parish of Avodah Zarah. Ibai say misvarim means a parish of Avodah Zarah is aser because you're talking being makriv of the parish. Yenichalei benafchei. You're making an achelig of the behema. You're making an achelig of the kruvis. Ibai say makros of shad. No, even without that. Doesn't have to be a achelig of the kruvis. Layim abiyachem uma alein, as is the parish without it being a chelik of the dekruvis, as opposed to shar niska wadiya layachos besari asa pirshim mutter. Now the Dvar Avram says that the kesef mishnah is not mashman this way, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah perek zayin alacha gimel behema shekriva kula l'avodah zarah asura. If you makriv an entire behemoth to Avodah Zarah, everything's asur, even the perish, and the bones, and the horns, and the hooves, and the leather, the hide, everything's asur b'anah. So the Kesef Mishnah tells us on the diak, why the Rambam say behemoth shekriva kula l'Avodah Zarah? Let him just say behemoth shekriva l'Avodah Zarah. Why say behemoth shekriva kula l'Avodah Zarah? So like the Kesef Mishnah, that by states the Rambam holds, it's not because you're being makriv the entire behema. But let's say you're being makriv the behema and you say, I'm only want to be makriv the behema chutz from the parish, or chutz from the atzomis, or chutz from the kanayim, tofim in the art. So then, these things won't become aser. So what's pshat? If you're going to say, l'yibba b'yodchum u'ma means that even if you're not being makriv the parish, it's aser. But the Kesef Mishnah is saying, no, the Kesef Mishnah is being medayik in the Rambam, that dafka, when you makriv everything, it's asur. But if you're makriv, you're not makriv the parish is not asur. So as the Kesef Mishnah learning, l'yibba b'yachem u'ma min acherim. So the Dvar Avram says, nishkevelach, because could be the Rambam paskins like the Ibai Yisei Mesorah. The Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah paskins like the Ibai Yisei Mesorah, fakir. The Ibai Yisei Mesorah is saying that you need nichalei b'nafchei. So that means without nichalei b'nafchei, the parish wouldn't become aser. Why would the parish become aser? Because it's not part of the dekruvis. So if you exclude the parish from being the dekruvis, it won't be aser. So by even you can learn that that's the pshat in the second lashon liyibah b'yachem u'ma means liyibah b'yachem u'ma is telling you that even if the parish is not part of the dekruvis, it's aser. But the Rambam passes like the very same as slur that the parish is only aser because it's part of the dekruvis. That would be a good pshat. Now first, I want to be ma'ir that the Mekeves HaMishnah and the Pri Chadash and others that are Sameach, they say there is another girs in the Rambam. The early girs to the Rambam was, instead of behemah shekriva kula l'Avodah Zarah asura, where they have the diak of the Kesef Mishnah, it's only when you makriv kula that everything becomes asur. There's a girs to the other way. Behemah shekriva l'Avodah Zarah kula asura. That if you bring the behemah to Avodah Zarah, everything becomes asur. So, according to that, there's no diak and fakert. You can learn kipshitas that you don't need the nichalei benafre because you have the pasul yibach mum menachem. Even without nichalei benafre, it's aser. But kumi lefin vareinu, you could say another mahalach. Lefin vareinu, I said we need two things. You need that it should be at the kruvis and the parish alone. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Even if you're being makriv of the behema, but if you want to exclude part of the behema from that krava, whether it's the parish, or the ar, or the gidim, or the kanayim, or the tlafim, you want to be excluded from the tekruvis, so they don't become aser. But thus a lane that you're including the tekruvis is also not enough. Because, like we said, it's not something which you makriv on its own on the mizbeach, because on the mizbeach is only you makriv a behema, or yayin, or shemen, or Silas, and those things have an Issa Dekruvis on its own, or otherwise you need a Shechita or a Zrika, which you're not having here. So you're going to have to say the parish is Nichol on the Behema. It's not enough that you're being Makrivit. So in that, the Gemara says, there's two reasons why the parish is Nichol on the Behema. First of all, because it's Nichol Ebenafchei. By Shar Niskol, Eloi Nichol Ebenafchei, like Rabbi Negershim says, because it's Ha'iluch Lamas, so that makes it become a chelik of the behema. Ibai Yisei Mesvar. Ibai Yisei Mekra, L'yidma B'yachem Umas says that anything that has shaykhus to the tegruvus becomes a chaylik of the tegruvus. So layibah b'yachm uma makes it a chaylik of the behema. Mashengah b'shar niskol, you don't have that pasuk. Layachos b'sari not pirshay. But I feel nachdem it's a chaylik of the behema, you also need that you're being makrivit. Because even something which is a chaylik of the behema, that some is the kanayim, but to find the ar, whatever you're not being makriv, you're excluding from the behema. So the male, it's very good. There's two reasons why it's a chelik of the behema. Either nichalei benafke or liyibachav uma makes it a chelik of the behema. But besides that, you need that you should be makriv it. And that's why liyibachav uma needs also that you should be makriv the parish alein. That's how I understand the sugya. And now let's see more the sugya of gvinas of avedis gechavim. Like the Gemara says, he changed the topic. He asked them why they asked the gvinas of avedis gechavim. First he told them kevas nevela. And then he said, Kevis Nevela is Lachmutta like Kevis Ayla. Then he said, Kevis Avaydazara. Then he said, it should be Asabana. So he didn't tell him the reason. And the Gemara says, because any new Gzera, you don't say the reason, because maybe people will be Mezalzel. But what is the reason? And the Gemara gives Kama Amiram, give that time, what's the reason? So the first reason given for Gvina Sakam, the Gemara says, Amr Rav Shimon, Pazi Amr Shum, Levi Mishum Nikur, because of Gilui, because we're afraid that the snake might have drank from the milk. It's the milk is megula. It's the isa of mashke megula. It's sakana of the eris of the snake. So my ass, if it's dry, then it should be mutter. If it's old, it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, Amr Reb Chanina l'fisha iev shabloi tzachtzuchei cholav. There's certainly going to be tzachtzuchei cholav. There's going to be droplets of milk inside the cheese. So there's a machloikish Rashi and Taisus. What's this teretz iev shabloi tzachtzuchei cholav? Rashi says it's a new pshat in Gvina. Notice we have one pshat of Gvina because of Nikur, because of the eris of the snake. And Rabbi Yirmi had kashas on it, that if it's dry, it should be mutter. If it's yashin, it should be mutter. And now we have a new teretz. The pshat is the reason why Gvina is aser, is because this chalav. In other words, be'etzem, you don't have to be chayshish that the Gvina was made from chalav tamei, because chalav tamei, the chalav of a treif animal, does not curdle, does not become cheese. The only thing that becomes cheese is the chal of the milk of a kosher animal. But if there was treifa milk mixed into the kosher milk, if there was milk from a treifa animal mixed into the milk from the kosher animal, and they made cheese from it, so that might work because the kosher milk would become cheese, and the non-kosher milk would be the tzachtzuchei chalav inside the cheese. So just like we have an iser of chalav, like we have in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, Chalav Akum. So the Gemara says that Issa would apply to cheese as well. So you'd say maybe not. Because if you buy cheese from a guy, the guy can't make cheese from any other milk besides the kosher milk. So the Issa is because you have to be afraid of treifa milk. But by cheese, it can't be from treifa milk. So Ezra B'chanin is saying no. Maybe there's some treifa milk mixed into the kosher milk, and any chanami, the treif and milk didn't become cheese, but this tzachtzuche chalav that's mixed into the cheese, and that's asur. Dash tei de Rashi. But Taisa says that can't be pshat, because he says, what's the chash? If the guy is going to make this cheese, this milk into cheese, why would he mix treif and milk into it? If the milk is for drinking, or for kutach, like the Gemara says, so there we have a chash, that the guy mixed treifa milk into the kosher milk. He mixed milk from treifa animals, from pigs, from horses, donkeys, into the milk from the cows, the goats, the sheep. So you have such a chash. Meshagin, if he's planning on making cheese from it, and cheese can only be made from the milk from the kosher animals, he says, Micha shiev chom shaitav, shiev b'chal of tom evdi, deshudei sheina oimid. How could that be? So Rabbi Natam says the pshat in the Gemara is we're going with the same teretz of Nikur. We're going with the same teretz of the Giloy. No, Rabbi Yirmi had a kasha that if it's old or if it's dried out, it should be mutter. And that the teretz is, there could be some saktsuche chalav, there could be some of the eris mixed in inside where the milk didn't harden. That could be, has the poison of the snake in that milk that didn't harden, that didn't become old. And that's where it's also, it will still have the poison in it. But it's not two terutzim. It's the same teretz. It doesn't say Taiz Medayik. It doesn't say El Amr Reb Chanina or Taiz was Garish Reb Yirmiyah. It doesn't say El Amr Reb Yirmiyah. It says Amr Reb Chanina is answering Reb Yirmiyah's question. He's answering Reb Yirmiyah's question that you want to know how, why, if the Isser is Atzgiloi, So how come the Yashan and Yavesh, it's us in the Teretz is, because there's some of the milk that didn't become Yashan and Yavesh, which is mixed in, and that poison is Aser. So the Shaila is, what's Pshat in Rashi? Yilchar have a machlek is Rashi and Taisus. That Rashi says that if a guy makes cheese, you don't have a problem. You'd have a chash that maybe he mixed in Cholav Tamei, and it's Tasuchei Cholav in the cheese. And Taisus says it doesn't make sense. What's Pshat in Rashi? Why would the guy mix in Cholav Tamei? You have the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara there has two Lashainis. If you buy milk from a guy, that the guy milked it, and there's a chash of Taruvus Davatame, the first lashon of the Gemara is that Einachinami, if you make cheese out of it, it's mutter, because you could see that it's all Chalav Tara, because Chalav Tame doesn't become cheese. And the second lashon of the Gemara is that, no, maybe he mixed in Chalav Tame, and you're making it into cheese, but there'll still be some Chalav Tame, which is Kaimi Beni Atfi. But Taisus is bothered, that's only when he milked it for milk. So mele, he mixed in Chalav Tamei because he wanted it for milk, so he wanted to increase the volume of the Chalav Tamei. Now, Shengen, you want to make it into cheese, so maybe there'll still be Chalav Tamei left in. But if the guy made cheese, so why would he put in Chalav Tamei and it doesn't become cheese? So there's a famous Chsam Seifer that says a pshat in this Rashi. The Chsam Seifer is in Yeridei Tshuva Kuf Zayin. And the Chsam Seifer is going, there's a heter from the Prichadash in Simon Kufta Esvav, and it's also from the Radvaz, the Prichadash brings the Radvaz, that we have in the Mishnah, Cholav, Shechava Evicham Ve'en Yisroa Eyu, if you have milk, which a guy milked that was unsupervised, there was no Yisroa watching it, so male is an Isser, because maybe he mixed in a Cholav Tamei, but what if there was no Behemoth Tmeis around? It's impossible he mixed in from Behemoth Tmeis, no Behemoth Tmeis around, there's no Chash. So the Prichadash and the Radvaz holds its mutter. The issa was, you have to be chayshish that maybe mixed in a davatam, mixed in chalav tamei. But when there's no shash, it's mutter. But the Chsam Seifer says that the Shariduri says the following words, chalav shechalav goy ve'en yisroa eyu, afilu ein behemet tmei b'dir asura. Even if there's no behemet tmei in the deer, it's asur, the lebe churve minei, upar it's gedi yishchen unachash, kem pasuk rashi zal. This is a Rashi paskins. And not clear. Where's this Rashi? Maybe it's a Rashi in Tshuva. Not clear. So the Chsam Seifer means our Rashi. And the Chsam Seifer is masbin that Rashi holds that even if there is no shash at the Schol of Tomei, but the Gzeru was at any time the guy milked it and it's not supervised, it's Ein Yisroa Eyu, that's Nichol in the Yisroa, even if there is no shash. So Mele Taisus asks the Kasha, why should it be Asur? Is the guy a shaita to mix in Chalav Tamei? Rashi would say, you're right. There's no kshash. He definitely didn't mix in a Chalav Tamei. But once Chazal answered, Chalav Shechalav Ha'igai V'ein Yisrael Re'yu, even though the reason why Chazal answered it was because there were chayshish and maybe the guy will mix in Chalav Tamei. But Chazal L'maisa answered it, and L'maisa Kumtais, there's an Isser Be'etzim of Chalav Shechalav Ha'igai V'ein Yisrael Re'yu. Even when there's no chash, the chash was the time of the isser. But what was the isser? The isser was ein yisroa re'eyu, even when there's no chash. And he says, "Kol ayin roya yavin shezed das Rashi b'mesek l'shayna." You look in the Rashi, you'll see it clear. And he says also another thing that what's the pshat in the Amiram that argue on Rab Chanina? The Amiram say other pshat than why gvinas akim is also. Why don't they hold the Rab Chanina's pshat of the cholav bein atfi? So he says like this. According to everyone, when they acid the chalav, they acid just chalav. If you make it into cheese, it's no longer chalav. That's why, even though the chalav is aser, it's not the pshat that they acid chalav because of a chash of irv davatamei, and when they make cheese, so that's a rai, it wasn't irv davatamei. That's not the vart. They acid chalav because of a chash taruvis tamei, but they acid only chalav, they didn't acid gvina. You make it into gvina, it's not aser anymore. Feshtetzich, the reason why they didn't ask the Gvina is because you can't make Chalav Tamei into Gvina. But and they asked the Chalav Lamaisa even if we know for sure there's no Dava Tamei. And Gvina is not Mutta just because we know for sure it's no Dava Tamei. Gvina is Mutta because it's not Chalav. It's changed. Now, what about the Chalav Bein Atfi? That didn't change. There is still some Chalav mixed into the Gvina. So Dazak that in the original Gzeira, in the initial Gzeira, they didn't ask it at Chalav. Because the Etzim Chalav changed into Gvina, even though Stam Chalav stayed Be'en, they didn't ask for that Chalav. That Chalav also is considered like Gvina. So those are the two Lashonos in the Gemara Amud Beis. One teretz is that when you buy chalav and you make it into gvina, it becomes mutter. Even though you have a chashash, you might have put it in a chalav tamei. Doesn't matter. You make it into gvina, it's mutter. Because gvina, they weren't geyser on, and they weren't geyser on the chalav any atfir. It's not called chalav. Benegayet gzeira. And the other teretz says, no, the chalav any atfir is called chalav. So even if you can make it into gvina, but there's still going to be some chalav left. That's the machlekes of Chanina and the other Amiron. It's chalav ein arfi nichol nixayr of chalav. But the chalav alain, everyone's masking, even when there's no shash of teruvis, the chalav is also because stam, they asked chalav, any unsupervised milk, chalav shechalav akav ein yisroar eyu, even if there's no shash. So Mel looks, Sefer says like this. He says, the Bichanish says that the minig in Amsterdam was that they did drink the regular Geisha milk because there was no tray for animals for them to milk around. But he says, the Maisa Rashi holds its usher, and the Sharidur brings it down, he holds it, Rama holds that way. So we, Bnei Ashkenaz, that was a Svardin. Bichanish in Amsterdam, the Portuguese, that was a Svardin, but the Ashkenazim hold its usher. So he says, Iman of Shach. If the Pshat is that the halach is not like the advice, that's what we paskin, so good. So then there's a machlekes himsak. If chalav akam needs a chshash of a davatami like Tesis, well no, we hold like Rashi, that even now the chshash is an issue of Adsim. And in case you want to say that we paskin, the halach is like Tesis, like the prichadish, like the advice, that without a chshash davatami, it's mutter, and we still are machme, even though there's no chshash davatami, so come to svekert. That makes it a worse issa. That makes it like a nether, that we go there a minik, which has a din of a nether, that would make it like an issa deraisa. Al-Kabana, that's a chsam seif v'shita, that even when there's no chshash, it's still aser. But the Chazinish, in Yeridei Simin Mem Aleph, Sifkat and Dalad, he says he doesn't understand, Rashi's mafurish not that way. He's trying to read the Rashi, it doesn't say like a chsam seif, it says not like the chsam seif. The Rashi says, is a chshash of dum erve chalav tamei. And he says, V'yesh lacha shebe gumas nishim imenu. Rashi's bothered that in the gumas, in the cheese, there is chalav tamei. Rashi never says that once they asked the chalav, memela, even though there's no davar tamei, it's also xeri derabanan of chalav akum. Rashi says the other way. Rashi says they asked the chalav because of a chshash of davar tamei, and memela, I'm afraid that in the gumas is a davar tamei. And the Chazish holds, everyone holds that way. The issue is when there's a chshash, even the sharidura, he just means if there's no behemoth tmei in the deer, like he says. If there's nothing in this farm, there's no behemoth tmei, so maybe the guy got it from a different farm. But if it's not in the city altogether, the sharidura never said such a thing. There's also an Igris Meisha in Yeridei Chelek Aleph Sim Mem Tes. He also has the same or as the Chazanish on the Chsam Sefer, that Rashi is saying that it's also chshash of Yivdav Tameh. So what do you do, factor of Meisha? So what do we do with Taisis Kasha? Why would the guy be Ma'ar Vidav Tam if he's planning on making it for cheese? So Meisha says simple. Rashi Shita is that just because he made cheese in the end doesn't mean Mitchili was planning on cheese. Maybe Mitchili was planning on milk, and that's his Ma'ar Vidav Tameh, and afterwards he changed his mind to make cheese. That's the Machloikas Rashi and Taisis. Taisis holds, we're not chayshish, the guy changed his mind. If the guy made cheese with it, we're going to assume that he originally wanted it to make it for cheese, and if we have no chshash, he's ma'ar v'davar tamei. And Rashi holds, then no, even though we made cheese, but maybe originally he didn't want to make cheese. He says that's what's the shaila with butter. There's a machlokes if butter has a din of chalav akum or not, because you can only make butter from kosher animals, and the ashitas old butter has a problem with the sachsuche chalav. Same time he says, those who shayin him old yichayshish, originally he wasn't planning on making butter, he was nimlich to make butter. And Rav Meisha was a tainis, he can't learn that the machlekes Rav Chanina and the other Meiram is if tzatzuche chalav have a din chalav or not. Because the bias aim of the Gemara later that says that the chalav shechalav akum is a problem with making gvina out of it because of the problem of tzatzuche chalav. Memel, it's also the original gzeir of chalav akum. You don't need a new gzeir of gvinas akum for that. And Rav Chanina is saying, Klari is making a new issa of gvinas akum. So Al-Karachach, that's the chilek, because the Gemara earlier, the Yid made it into cheese. So on the guy, there's a regular chshash. So that's why it's Asrach's chalav akum. Mashenk, and here, the guy made it into cheese. And that's why you need to come on to this new issa of gvinas akum. But Rav Meisher wants to know, so what is the machloikis then, Rav Chanina and the other Amiram? So Rav Meisher says like this. First of all, in Rav Chanina, the Yisrael is like this. What are the two Xeris? When they first made the Isra of Chal of Akum, they only assered when you bought the milk. When you bought the cheese, they didn't asser. Why? Because they held like Taisus at first. That if you buy cheese, you don't have to be chayshish that he originally was planning on making it for milk, and then he changed his mind for cheese. When you buy cheese, you could assume that he originally made it for cheese, and then there's no chashish ma'ariv davatame. That's why it's not nichol in the isser of Chal of Akum. Now, Rav Chanina held that they made a new Gzerik Venus Akum. What was the new Gzerik Venus Akum? That now you have to be chayshish, even if you're buying cheese, that he originally made it for milk and changed his mind to cheese. He said, Sam Seif, it's a little dachuk. Because the Sam Seifer, like we said, the original, Sam Seifer holds even out of Shash, it's Aser, even from the original Gzera. So why was it Mutter originally? Because the Saksuche Chalav doesn't have a Din Chalav. So why did they Aser it now? Because now they said the Saksuche Chalav does have a Din Chalav. Mikara Makasav, a Seif Makasav, it's a little bit unclear. But according to them, it's a little better. Originally, they weren't Chayshish so much. They were Chayshish, he was Ma'arev Adavar Tamei, if he's selling you milk. But if he's selling you cheese, so Mastami, you milked it for cheese. So why would he be Ma'ariv Adavatam? And they were Chayshish. And then they made a new Isif Minas Akum to be Chayshish more, that even if he's selling you cheese, but maybe originally he made it for milk and then afterwards he made a cheese. So we understand the two Gzeris. And what's the Pshad in the Amiram that argued Rav Chanina? So Rav Meisher held, it was a Deichik to say that they held that there's no Chash. That if he's selling you cheese, there's no chash that he originally milked it for milk and then he made cheese. He didn't want to say, Meshach's a dech to make that a machlekes amirom. The Rav Chanina holds as a chash that he originally made it for milk and then he made cheese, and the other Merom hold there's no such chash. Now, all the other Merom would hold that there could be such a chash. So why don't they hold the Rav Chanina's time? So Meshach says, Pshat's like this, because the Isra of Chalav Akum only starts once the Yid gets the Chalav. When the Yid gets the Chalav, that's when there's an Isra. Kol Zman is beyond the Goy, there's no Isra of Chalav Akum. So the Machlekes of Chanin and the other Amiram are that when it became cheese beyond the Goy, and all you have is a Saksuche Chalav, so Rav Chanina holds a Saksuche Chalav, also has a Din Chalav, and the Isra of Chalav Akum on the Saksuche Chalav. Mashenk and the other Meram hold that when the Yid makes it into cheese, so then there's a Din Chal of Akum even on the Tzaksuchim, because it already was Nesar beyond the Yid. Mashenk and when the Goy made it into cheese, and it was already Tzaksuche Chal of beyond the Goy, so then, since the Isra of Chal of Akum starts when the Yid buys it, then it doesn't become Tzaksuche Chal of when it comes beyond the Yid. That's what Meshe Shtikl Teir. But Al-Kapanim B'negei of the Sugya, Taisus has a Kasha and Rashi, that why is Rashi afraid that maybe the Sasuche Chalav Tameh in the cheese, why would the guy put in Chalav Tameh if he's going to make cheese out of it? It doesn't make any sense. That's why Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara that the Sasuche Chalav means because of Nikur, because of the poison of the snake. That's the Sasuche Chalav. It's not another Tam of Chalav Tameh. Sasuche Chalav is a Pshat. We're going with the poison of the snake. Then we have a Kasha. That what about if it's old, or what about if it's dried out, the terrace is still Saksuche Chalav, but you can have the eris of the snake in there. And Pshat and Rashi, Sam Shaifa learns that Rashi holds even without any chash, it says Aser. That's the din of Chalav, Shechalav, Vegay, Vein, Yeshor, Eyu, that unsupervised milk, even no chash of Tameh, it's Aser. And that's why he argues on the Brichadish and the Radvaz, that Aser, when there's no Behemet Tmei, it be ear, because even when there's no chash of Adav, Tameh, Sam Shaifa holds that it's Aser. But the Chazon Ish, Rav Meisher holds that Rashi's mashma, there is a chash. So Rav Meisher says the pshat, that Rashi holds that the chayshish that the guy originally milked it for milk, and then he made cheese. In other words, in the original Isra of Chal of Akum, then they weren't chayshish that vait, only if he made it for milk, but if he makes cheese, then you say that he originally made it for cheese, and not chayshish that he put in davatami, because he wouldn't put davatami if he's planning on cheese. And this, if Venus Akum is a safa, that even if he's selling you cheese, you have to be chayish. Originally he did it for milk, and then he made cheese, and then there's a chash who's ma'ariv adav tamei. That's how Rav Meisher learns pshat. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says another reason why Gvinas Akum is also Shmuel Amnei Shemidim Aisa Ba'oyu Keva Snevela. Now there's a difference between Keva and the Ur Keva. The Keva means the milk which is inside the stomach of a calf, which it nursed from its, from the cow. And that milk has in it the chemicals, the stomach acids, and that milk has a kayach to make the milk into cheese. And that would be mutter. Like the Mishnah says, that the ar kevas, kevas oila is mutter, or maybe it's asimidera banan. But the problem is, what if they didn't use the milk that's inside the stomach, they used the actual stomach wall, the ar kevas nevela? That's aser, that's an issa nevela, and memela, you're being mimed the milk with the ar kevas nevela, so the ar keva, which is nevela, has an issa nevela, it's part of the animal, and that's being mimed the milk, that will give the milk an issa nevela. So Taizas Akasha, why does it say Arkevis Nevela? Even if it was a Shchuta, but there's a problem of Basa B'chalav, that's meat, and you put it into milk, and you got Basa B'chalav. So why did it say Nevela? So Taizas answers, it says Nevela because that will make an Issa Deraisa. Nevela is Asimi Deraisa. Mashenge and Basa B'chalav is only Asimi Deraisa when you cook it together. In this case, you're not cooking it together. You're putting the Arkevis Nevela into the Chalav. It's seinen v'tseinen, it's both cold, and memela, the only issu will be nisa d'rabanan. That's Taisa's Teretz. But the Rishenim, the Rania, and the Rishenim in Chulin Daf Kuftev Zayin, they bring the Rim Megash, it says it, no, that there's a big chilik between Arkevis Nevela and Arkevis Shchuta. Because they're talking about that there is 60 times more milk than the Ar. So normally, Surma Batul B'Shishim. So how come you don't say that the Arkevis Nevela is Batul B'Shishim? So the Rimagash says a Yisayt, since it's a Dover HaMainid, Batul B'Shishim is time when you mix in an ingredient, and the ingredient has 60 times more than the ingredient, so it's Batul, because you can't taste it if it's 60 times more. Unless it's a Vidi L'tama, it has a special flavor, a very strong flavor that you could taste it, but otherwise it's Batul B'Shishim. Mashegen, when it's doing something, when it's doing Eifepis, it's being Maimidit, so even if you can taste it, but that can't become Batul, because it's having an effect on the entire milk, and memela, it's not batal. So memela, by the arkevis nevela, it's going to acid the cheese, even if it's more than shishim. But that's dafka by arkevis nevela. By arkevis shchuta, even though it's maimin, and it's not batal, but there's a din by basa b'chalav, derech bishul ashetayr, that they only acid when it gives tam, has to be nice and tam. Any time that the basa is not giving tam into the chalav, there's an iser, it's not aser, there's not basa b'chalav. So even if the basar is not batal, and you have basar in your challah, but there's no isser of basar b'challah because there's no tam. So kum des halacha l'mais, it's different. If let's say someone was maimed, someone made cheese and used the arkeva to make the cheese, if it was an arkevis nevela, even though you have 60 times the milk that he made cheese out of more than the arkeva that he used, it's aser because the nevela is maimed it. The male it's aser, it has an isser nevela. Mashengen, if you use an arkevah shchuta, it'll be mutter. Because even though it's maimed, it's not batal, but still doesn't give tam, and it's not basa b'chalav without tam. That's the Rishenim Steretz. It's brought la'alacha at the end of Simon Pei Zayin in Yeridaya. Now what's pshat in Taisus? So Taisus could be holds the Beis Yosef brings Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam held that there's no such thing as maimed. Maimed is also batal. Because it didn't bitul b'shishim even when it's maimed. So Taisus could be held that miman of shach. If the Arkeva has Shishim Kenegat, even Avel is Mutter. Elamai doesn't have Shishim Kenegat, even Shkut is Aser. And that's why Taisa says, the difference is because the Avel is their ice and Shkut is their Abana. But maybe Taisa says, all this he said that Maimon is not Batul. And the Ran also brings the Raivad. The Raivad holds, he also doesn't go with the Yisayt of Maimon, but he holds, you don't need Shishim because he says, any time you buy something from a guy, and it might have a treif ingredient, even if it's batul b'shishim, it's aser. That's the Chazal's gzeri by Goyim. By a yid, if it's batul b'shishim, it's mutter. By a guy, even batul b'shishim doesn't work. Mechudesh tikir raiva, do not pass in that way. Makumi taisus held that way, that even by batul b'shishim will be aser, both by nevela and by shkuta. But the Yishayim say this chilek, that by nevela, it's aser, you don't say batul b'shishim because the davar maim is not batul. And by shkuta, by basa mechalav, since they're both mutter, and you need nesinis tam to make the issa basa b'chalav. For that nesinis tam is b'chalam to basa b'chalav. There's an interesting tshuva shebikiv eger. It's in the Shal's tshuva simen reish zayin. What happened was is that he found out that the way they made cheese was they used to use an arkev shuta to make the cheese. That's how they did it. That's how the Yiddish cheesemakers made the cheese. So he says, okay. So you want to say it's mutter because Lamaisha doesn't give time. It's more than shishim, so it's mutter. But the problem is, what happened to the din of aim of valenisul chetchila? That's only been the evid. You wouldn't ask for the cheese if it has an arkev shuta because derech bishlash etayra, it doesn't give time. But Lamaisha, there should be a problem with aim of valenisul chetchila. And lefila tshuva zivash and simon tov tzadiches that if someone's mevatel isul chetchila, and he does it for the purpose of selling it, that would aser it even be the evid, just like if someone's a vatal nisachila for himself, he can not eat it even be the evid, so who would then if he does it for somebody else to sell it, that aser it even be the evid for the kaina? And even if you sell it to Marashal, that it doesn't aser be the evid for the kaina, but al-kapanim, we should tell the Yiddish cheesemakers not to do it, it's a vatal nisachila. So he wanted to say, because he said he found that that's the way everyone does it, and it was done for many, many years, and obviously the Gedolim were Mekel. So he wants to say a very big Chiddush, that Ein Leval Nisach Achila is when you have to come on to Isbittel. When you have something which is Aser, and you want to be Matar al Zbittel, it's in Ein Leval Nisach Achila. Now, Shengim at Basar B'Cholav, when you take Basar, and it's Shishim times the Cholav, it's B'Cholom at the Isser Basar B'Cholav. It never became Aser. There is no Isser here. So in that, you don't say Ein Leval Nisach Achila. So you allow the Chachila to mix in a small amount of milk into more than shishim of meat, or a small amount of meat into more than shishim of milk, that's not aim of alun isl chatchila, because it never is an iser. So maybe that's the heter. That's why he's mitzad in a very kishmak of svara. Lamais, he ends up not like the svara. He brings the Torah's chattas that the shach brings out in some mitzadik test that it's aser. And the shach, he says that the price don't hold this way. They hold that even to mix a little bit of milk into meat, or a little bit of meat into milk, l'chatchila, even when it's more than shishim, is also l'chatchila. And then he says another interesting thing. He says it wouldn't help you for this. Because let's say if you're using arkevus nevela, and you have more than shishim of milk, he says, ein achinami, the milk never became aser. But the meat, the arkevus nevela used, the meat, that has milk in it. So that meat is basar b'chalav. And now this meat, which is basa b'cholav now, because it has milk in it, is now giving tamen to the rest of the milk. So you are being mevatel isul chatchila. If vishlam, if you mix the drop of milk into the meat, then it was all nispashed into the meat, so maybe that's not called bitul chatchila. But here, this meat, the arkevus nevela, is ben. And when you put it together with the milk, so first the milk goes into the arkevus nevela, and the arkevus nevela becomes basa b'cholav. And then that basa b'cholav that the arkevus nevela is now giving tam into the milk. Enechanami it's batul b'shishim. But that should be a problem v'im aval nisla chachila. That's tain it there. So he says another heter. He says because the arkevus nevela they use is very dry. It doesn't have a din meat. But lamaisi it was mitzad in the tchila to say this big yisayid. And just like the Rimbagash says that there's no problem in maimid when the basa goes into the cholav, if it's more than shishim, because even though it's not batul, the mice is not giving tam, and there's never an issa bas chol without tam, that should be a din that you're allowed to be mevatel lechatchila, because there's never an issa in the first place. But b'seifi doesn't paskin that way. Now the Rishonim discussed the din of gvina sakal lemaskana, right? The Gemara says a lot of timing. The Gemara says the time of nikur, and according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying a new tam because of the chol of tamid that might be mixed in, and then the Gemara says the time of shmuel that yemaimed ba'ar kevis nevela. And then the Gemara says, because you machlik and aysu b'shum and chazir, and you mamid and aysu b'chaymetz, and aysu b'shrafa arla, a lot of different time and why the gvina sakam are asr. And Taisus brings that there's a tzad to say, brings your Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't really have any of these timeim left. Because giloi we don't say, because we say the nechashim aren't mitzuyim. The nechashim aren't mitzuyim, and there's no issue of giloi. Just like you find, we don't ask the wine that's megula, water that's megula, so we're not going to ask the cheese that's gila, because in Chashim Ram Mitzuyim, you don't say Dover Nesib Aminyan, Taisa says, because the issa was to be, watch out for Nechashim, where it's Sheikh Nechashim, if it's not Sheikh Nechashim, that wasn't the issa. And Taisa says he didn't hold of the Tamas Sechsuche Cholah because of the milk, because he held that a guy wouldn't mix in milk. Not like Rashi. And the Tam, Yimamid Nesib Arkevis Nevela, and the Tam of Machlik Nesib Shum and Chazir, and the time of Midu Aysa B'chaymetz and Mishraf Erla, well, that's if they do that. But let's say you know that that's not how they make cheese these days. So you wouldn't answer else that. So he says that there are places where they eat Gvinas Akam because Amida Meisav Prachim, he says, and the Gain and Arbeina, they will matter it because they don't use it. They use Prachim, they use plant-based curdling agents, and therefore it's not a problem with Gvinas Akam. That's what Taisus says. But Kamri Shainim don't hold that way. Kamri Shainim hold that Gvina is a Dover and Esa B'minyan. And their Rabbans is very interesting. Their Rabbans is, even according to Abishur Malevi that says it's Mishum Nikur, it's a Dover and Esa B'minyan. Because he says, and we had mentioned this earlier, that all the rest of the Megulin, Ladaster Ramban, there was never an Issa. Chazal never sat down and asked it. It wasn't a Takana, it wasn't a Xeris Chazal to Asa Giloy. All Chazal told you was that there is a Sakana. The Sakana exists. It's also Midaraisa. It's also because you're not allowed to put yourself in a sakana. Chazal just a megalat to you what the sakana is. Mashenkin here, it's clear that there was a minion. The Gemara says it clearly. The Gemara says, The Gemara says clearly that they weren't megalat at Tam because they were geyseret. So it's a davar nes of a minion. A davar nes of a minion, even though the Tam was outskilly, but it's batal at Tam, it's not batal at the Kana, it's sarach minion achalat tirai. And al derech zeh, the Rishayim say, the Rambam says it's from the Ga'inim, the Mechalos Asuris Perikim Alacha Yadalin, that the Ga'inim say, even in places where they were, that the Maimon Abbas saw them, but still, it's a Davin Esa B'minyan. And the Rashi Bos and Taurus Abayi says, even if you know for sure that they don't use Basach Hazir, they don't use anything, they use Prachim, it's a Davin Esa B'minyan. Davin Esa B'minyan, when it's Batal Tam, it's Le Batal Tekana. And that's a Psak Alach and Shulchan Aruch, that Vina, even when there's no kshash b'chlal, that they were maimin it with Arkevis Nevela, or they're machlik and paneh b'shum and chazir, or they're of nikur, whatever it is, it's still going to be also as a davar nesa b'minyan. Now the Ramah says, he brings down this minig, and he says, unless there's a klorim minig to yumatik v'nisakim, you're not allowed to, ain't lefritz geder, you have to ask a v'nisakim, but he Ramah says a kula, if there's a Yisrael that's supervising it, and he's watching both the milking and the making of the cheese, even though the Gvina belongs to a guy, it's a Gaish cheese company, but you have kosher supervision, you have Jewish supervision, it's mutter. Just like Chalav Akum is mutter. It says Chalav Shechalav Akum Ein Yisrael Eyu. If you have it supervised, it's mutter. Then it's called Chalav Yisrael. But that's a big machlekes apeskim. The Shach and the Prichadish and the Gayin, they hold it's usher. They hold that by Chalav, there was a din. Chalav Shechalav Akum Ein Yisrael Eyu. That was the din. The chol of Akum was only if it's not supervised. If it's supervised, then it's chol of Yisrael. By shaking gvina, they said gvina's Akum. They didn't say gvina shegibein Akum vein Yisrael eyu. They said gvina's Akum. So if Goyim make the cheese, it's also, just like you find this in Issa gvina's Akum, even when there's no shash b'chlal, that all these shashes, it was maimin ibar kevis nevela, or Machlik Panim Mechazir, who would then, when it's supervised, have the same Issa of Gvinas Akum? Now, there's only two ways to be Mekel. One is if a Yid himself goes and makes the cheese. The Yid is actually the worker that makes the cheese. Then it's not called Gvinas Akum. Or if the Yid owns the cheese. If the Yid owns the cheese, so even if a guy makes the cheese, but if the Yid owns the cheese, it's not called Gvinas Akum. But if a guy owns the cheese, and a guy makes the cheese, and he is just supervising, that the Shach holds, it's called Gvinas Akum. It's a big machloikas achreinim, because even though the Shach and the Prichadish and the Gayin, they all argue on the Ramah, but Kama achreinim, the Minchas Yagad, Feres Lameisha, the Pritaya, the Knesset Gdel, the Graz, Kama achreinim, all hold like the Ramah, they hold supervising is good enough, they bring the Ram and Pirish Mishnayis is matter that way, and they debut the Baskins that way. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Chachilish, Machma, like the achreinim that say, and even Yisrael supervising is not enough, and Yisrael should actually make the cheese, or own the cheese factory. But the other, you could be making all your data supervision of the Yisrael. That's the Maskana, the Sugya of Gvinas Akum. And Beis Hashem, in the next Shia, I'm going to start off with the Inyan of Pasakum, that's on the end of Laman Heim and Beis. I'm going to go through the Sugya of Pasakum, Beis Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.